Now, the COVID-19 pandemic has left no industry unscathed, with the shutdown of manufacturing and people working from home posing serious challenges, not least for the fashion industry. Now, Tommy Bow has a line of clothing, and he has been struggling with the pandemic, like many in that particular industry. And he joins me now, former Ireland international, of course, on the rugby field and Ireland AM presenter. Tommy, good morning and welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Pat. Yeah, people probably recognise me from the rugby field and, of course, maybe in Ireland AM at the moment. But yeah, I've been involved in the clothing and shoe business for over a decade now, which is incredible to think. I've always been keen to have something on the side while I was playing rugby. It was great to kind of have a distraction when things weren't going so well or when you're injured. But in the 10 or 11 years I've been involved in it, this year has probably been the most difficult. Now, I know for all businesses, it has been difficult, but we're delighted to say that the clothing and shoes have finally, they were meant to be in September. They've finally landed into the country. They're going to be into stores at the end of this week. And it's been a bit of a struggle. I tell you, you hear all about the Suez Canal and you hear about all the struggles for manufacturers getting things into the country. But I'm glad to say, you can say it to the wife, Kathy, this year. She's got the Christmas present sorted. You'll be head to toe in Tommy Bow come the new
that's
year.
A great line.
Into the
that's,
office.
That's a terrific slogan. I hope you use it. Head to toe in Tommy Bow.
It just came to me there now. Brilliant.
the logistics involved, you know, you mention getting stuff in because it's manufactured, not in Ireland. Manufactured where? Portugal most? Most of it, or even further afield?
A lot of the products are manufactured actually in Portugal at the moment. And you would think for a country so close, it would be really easy to get stuff. I mean, Portugal would be renowned for its leather. So for instance, for our shoes, but it's mad. We're talking about the third vaccine here in Ireland and how fortunate we are to be getting a third vaccine. But when you think about around the world, you know, I think it's near, I'm not sure exactly the figure, but around 60% of the world haven't got a vaccine. So when I think about Vietnam, which would be the third biggest shoe manufacturer in the world, it's completely closed down. Its manufacturer was closed down for a couple of weeks. So the big factories, the likes of the Timberlands, the Nikes, you know, these big manufacturers, they've had to find factories going into a key moment of the year. So they all had to move to the likes of Portugal, to Italy, and taken over these factories and paid big, big prices. So for small independent businesses like our own in Ireland, you know, we were hoping to have products coming in September. We're only getting them in the end of November, start of December. You know, so it is difficult, but, you know, it just shows that we're able to do it, and we're trying to compete. But another interesting one, Pat, if you think about a container coming across the water, it would normally cost to get a container about $2,500. At the moment, with all the logistical problems, you're probably have to pay upwards of $12,000 per container now. So it's incredible the money that has gone up with I suppose Ningpo, the port, and say China closing down. And unfortunately for us, you know, we have to swallow that cost because we can't exactly put a 10 or 20 euro onto every t-shirt or every jacket we're selling. So it does make stuff difficult, but for me personally, I love this because it's a completely different business away from the television, the rugby field, and you know, I really, it's been a challenge, but I've loved it.
Yeah. Now, the question of online versus retail, you're a big fan of retail, because I remember talking to you before. I used to go around the country, and I'm sure it's a bit more difficult now with the pandemic, to actually look at the shops where your merchandise is sold.
Yeah. Well, I try to. You think about the high street and local shops all over the country. I mean, we're in shops, I think we're in over 230 stores around the country, menswear stores. I mean, you're talking from Tralee to Waterford to Letterkenny, all over the country. And it's been brilliant over the pandemic. And I think the shops have really appreciated the shop local. People really have gone in and tried to help out their local stores, whether it be menswear, whether it be the local supermarket. And it has been incredible. And the shops have really, really appreciated it. And I think going into this Christmas, I know that they're seeing that already. So, yeah, I love to get out and try to meet the shop owners and find out what sells and what works and what doesn't. But given the circumstance at the minute, it's very difficult to get out to see anyone. So, yeah, it's one of the many complications at the minute, but we're getting on with it.
All right. Well, I hope your business flourishes, because Christmas is a big time for retail. And, you know, they do a lot of their annual business in the few weeks running up to Christmas. So it's important that they have stock and that they buy Tommy Bow. Now, Tommy, I can't let you go without asking you about Munster's predicament when they were caught in South Africa. That business of running pan-continental rugby tournaments in a pandemic, it's a thorny one.
A thorny one, to say the least. Yeah, to bring in the four South African teams into the competition from the outside looked brilliant, but unfortunately to start it during the middle of a pandemic is proven pretty difficult. So for the likes of Munster, initially they were meant to play the South African teams in Italy, but they felt about a month or so ago that no, South Africa is open, it's looking good. So they flew down there, Munster, along with two Welsh sides, the Cardiff Blues and Clonetley Scarlets, and an Italian side, Zebra Parma. But unfortunately got over there, this new Omicron virus has cropped up. And I mean, what? I don't want to be in charge of the logistics of trying to get them all back again, particularly whenever they were meant to fly back. They had one PCR or one positive case, then that's now turned into 14. So 34 players have made it back to Ireland. The big thing is they have a European Cup match in about 12 days' time. So whether they're going to be able to get those players fit enough to go over and play against Wasps on Sunday week is going to be very difficult. But it's like everything. It's just everything. It's just a moving target at the minute. And certainly rugby is no different.
All right, Tommy, look, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. That's Tommy Bow, former Ireland rugby international, entrepreneur in the fashion business, and of course, our Ireland AM presenter. Thanks very much to Tommy.